After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. This
Hello?
Is a prepaid call from... Your call has been accepted.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are
Hi.
You?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
Okay. Amanda talked to Schaefer, and he said not to sign those papers.
Okay.
And to, you know, just wait until whatever. But she just wanted to make sure you knew that before you called her tonight, so she'll be able to tell you whatever else he said, okay?
All right.
But make sure you do sign the power of attorney.
Yeah, I will do that.
Okay, because she needs to be able to, you know, to cash the check.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no problem there.
Okay.
Have you heard anything from Sherry?
Actually, I talked to her this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I told her that she's trying to contact the wrong person. I'm not sure of the name, but it's the administrator of the jail. And I gave her a little rundown, and she was calling up there as soon as she got off the phone with me.
Okay.
And she's got the letter mailed off to Schaefer and a copy here to me.
You already got the copy?
No, she just got it in the mail. But
and
I should have it tomorrow.
I want Schaefer to know that, you know what I mean? Because Schaefer wanted to send it out already, you know what I mean?
He's getting a copy.
I know, but he probably, my point is he probably already sent the petition to the court because they already had to have it, you know what I mean? So they're not going to get the letter enough.
Oh, I see. I'll make sure. And you'll be calling Amanda tonight. You can relay that to her, too.
Well,
I will be calling Sherry back tonight to see if she did get a hold of anybody.
From Schaefer's office? Okay. Well, why don't you call Schaefer's office, too, and tell her that letter's coming if they can send that along or something.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
And I tried to call him a couple times today because I needed to know if he talked to about the other thing that I had to deal with, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And if they talk to the attorney general and talk to the judge and everything about that, you know.
Okay.
Because, you know, they were more likely to give me this program if I would work something out. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I did talk to Mr. Timmons the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And because I called to talk to Linda because she gets mad if I don't call her every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And so she was in Ohio with some friends, so I visited with him. And he was telling me that what a good program that is, and he believes, you know, strongly feels that they'll accept you into it. And I told him how you feel, you know, it's like every time you get your hopes up on any little thing, you would get shot down, and he said he fully understands that. But for whatever the reason is, for the wrong devil doings to you, you know, it's something big.
Yeah. Did you ever talk to Jeff?
No, but I was going to call Teresa tonight to find out if she's coming home. And if she was going to be coming home, I was going to let Teresa know that you planned on calling to visit with her. Teresa
yes,
would
will.
Like it if you called to visit with her, too.
Yeah, I will. I just don't have a lot of money. I don't get my cards that often, the calling cards. So I met Jeff.
You met Jeff.
I'm sorry, I'm just really frustrated. Jeff, have you called him yet?
Yes, I did.
Was he willing to do anything?
Yes, he was. He
okay.
said he'd do whatever he could, and he was even going to talk to the judge about it.
Really?
So, yeah, and I wanted to, you know, give it some time, and I'm going to call him back, too.
Why don't you do that, please? And tell him I said hi when you talk to him, and I really, really appreciate it.
I will.
I really do.
How are you going on your reading?
Oh, gosh, I'm so ADD, I'm reading like four books at once, but I'm good.
How's your mustache and beard?
It looks good.
Carrie has told everybody my brother's got a mustache.
And a goatee, yes. They only shave once a week now on Tuesdays, which really sucks. But whatever, I got my hair cut, and so I look better, feel better.
Carrie, that's amazing. To Carrie, that is just blowed her mind. She's told everybody. You should have heard her telling.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's just harder.
Did you call? I know. Did you call me on your card?
Yeah, I did.
I have money on my phone, though.
Okay, well, maybe I'll call you late tonight, then.
Okay, what
do you
want
to call
you?
And what's your name? Sherry.
Sherry. But make sure you call Amanda tonight, and I'll call Teresa, let Teresa know that you're wanting to call to talk to Jesse.
Yeah, I'll just talk to her this weekend. Probably I'm not going to call during the week.
Well, yeah, I respect that. I'm thinking tonight's Friday, and I'm going with Amanda tomorrow for Matthew.
Tonight's Thursday.
Tomorrow, I'm going with her.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, too.
I know. Well, it's very common. I've done a lot of checking, so.
I know, but.
I know. Give him a baby. Fearless baby. I made the comment to Amanda.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
I know, lady. When she was carrying Matthew, she said she was going to keep going until she got a good one, because Carly was the wild child. And I have said all along that Matthew is such a good baby. She said the other day, I don't know, he's starting to be like Carly.
All right, I'm going to lose you. Make sure you get a hold of Sherry and Jeff, and I'll call you tonight, probably close to 10 or so.
All right, I love you millions and millions.
I love you too.
Bye, baby.
Okay, love you, bye.